my God, these people want to masturbate.
Yeah.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
I see Denise, Alex, and Jessica already, and then, of course, Brad, Mike, and Raymond. Well, let's start with the guys. Raymond, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Well, what's up?
Well, I'm 62. I have a girlfriend. I have a sleeve and a couple of C-rings.
Damn, 62. Get some, sir.
Damn right.
Yeah, you said you have a girlfriend. Have you ever been married? What's the story?
I've been married, yes.
Are you currently married with a girlfriend?
No. Okay. No, I'm divorced.
That had a twinge of sadness to it.
Well, 30 years, but, you know, it happened.
She divorced you, didn't she? Was it because of the goddamn girlfriend?
I wish I could say that.
All right. So, in the end, yes, of course it is. But isn't it fun to have a new thing?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Yeah. Would you say the sex has greatly increased?
By 100%.
Yep. And is she younger than your last wife?
Yes.
Oh, see, you're hitting it all. Well, you turned that frown upside down, sir.
Yes, I did.
All right, Raymond, you stay right there. I'm going to get Mike on. You're going to play Mike. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Johnny? I'm Mike. I'm 41. I got a few C rings. Wife's got a few bugs and dildos. Married for 4 years. Just looking to have a good time.
Yeah. You're married for 4 years, you said?
Yeah.
Yep. And first marriage?
Second
marriage. And so you did it twice, huh? Just couldn't figure it out? You're like, I got friends like you that go back to prison.
First one was a dud.
Yeah, they call that being institutionalized.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. At least I get three square meals a day now.
Yeah, three hots and a cot, right?
Yeah, there you go.
How's that? Now you're married again. How did the sex life go the same way? Is it currently in decent fashion, less than fashion, or oh God help me?
Oh my God, it's great.
Oh, good for you, man. All right, well listen, well Mike, I hope you win, but I feel like it's not even necessary. Your life is so good. Raymond, Mike, you both hold on. I got to get Brad. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Johnny? I'm 36. I've been with my girlfriend for about 8 years. We might as well be married. And I've got a sleeve, and she's got a dildo and one of the bullets.
How many years you been with her? Eight, you said?
About eight.
And all you gave her was in 8 years, she's got a dildo and a bullet. And something tells me she might have started that relationship with that dildo.
No comment.
Oh man, see, you're not playing correctly. You gotta bring stuff home. You gotta keep it spicy, man.
Fair enough.
Oh yeah, you're not listening to me, are you? You're like, she gets what she gets and she's happy to have it. Tell me this. What percentage of the time when you make love to your girl do you believe she has an orgasm?
I'd probably say 75% of the time.
What do you say, Nick? You think that's true?
I kind of believe him, but...
No, you don't.
I'm going to fall 55%.
Oh, I'm going to give him 35 to 40. Listen, I'm not even blaming this on you, sir. I'm saying you're not even paying attention.
You can learn it.
Brad, Mike, Raymond, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So you need to listen.
Our first item up for bid is the Roller Babe Dual Input Stroker, part of the Cheap Thrill series from Cal Exotic. Fellas, here's the deal. Summer's over and school's back in session.
So what does that mean to you?
Well, that means mom's probably out taking the kids to their activities,
which leaves dad with just enough alone time
to indulge in his dirty masturbatory fantasies. Enter the Roller Babe.
But you may ask yourself, what does roller skating have to do with this stroker?
Not a goddamn thing.
It's just a cheap marketing ploy to get you to think about the good old days.
You know, back before you had a soul-crushing job,
a wife who seemingly won't shut the hell up,
and a couple of ankle biters who are bleeding your bank account dry.
The good old days.
When you hung out at the roller rink. And you spent your time trying to pick up a girl that smelled like Love's Baby Soft and Dr. Pepper lip smackers.
Of course, then again, if it was my roller rink experience,
it would also include smoking clove cigarettes and drinking Wiedemann's in my 74 Volkswagen Beetle.
Just trying not to get my ass kicked by a bunch of Samoans.
You know, the good old days. Back when I was completely awkward and had a boner that was going nowhere but home to look at my Farrah Fawcett poster again. But hey, with the Roller Girl Stroker, you can pretend that the good old days were actually good. With two soft, tight, and stretchy inputs, anatomically correct textured chambers, and a closed end for superior suction, this stroker can make those stolen moments out in your garage while the wife and kids are gone truly special.
Just make sure you shut the garage door first.
Hey, Bill, what you doing?
Just thinking about the good old days.
Oh, well, you know, we can all see you sticking it to that rubber butt, right?
Oh, yeah, right. You coming over for the game Sunday?
Will you be wearing pants?
I make no promises. It's the Roller Babe Dual Input Stroker, part of the Cheap Thrill Series from Calixonics. It can be yours if the price is right.
Yeah. I have to keep the box because I'm down with the roller skating idea.
I know you are.
This sounds fun.
Of course.
I want to bang a girl wearing roller skates.
It's also the short shorts with you, too.
It is. And it's also Roller Babe after I saw Boogie Nights.
Mm-hmm. Which Heather Graham.
Yeah, no,
completely
she was so
completely understandable.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
That's going to be my head all day.
Yeah, here's your roller boogie dumper.
Okay.
So
here it is.
The picture sometimes is way worse, or way better than the actual item. It's a very nice silicone, very round bum with
bum
anus
too.
and decent labia. Yeah. Right? I could stand here and laugh at this inside its little rubber package, or I could be honest and know that at some point I would.
Yeah, you would.
Just bow my head, walk over, open the drawer.
Take her out for a spin.
Yeah. And then afterwards, just be disgusted why I toss it in the sink. Be like, God damn, I'm just a goddamn animal. So yeah, it's definitely going to work. It's definitely a decent item. So imagination is necessary, my friends. Let's start with the guys. Raymond, what would you pay for such an item?
I'm going to say
$54.95. And I would tell you, just as a descriptor, by the pound, I'd say that's an 8-pound piece of ass.
Holy hell.
It's good.
It's a decent chunk of silicone. Mm-hmm. All right.
Is it flappable?
Very much so.
Yes.
Very much so, sir. Yes. And because it's awkwardly small, and I just don't want to go down that rabbit hole, you're gonna look huge, sir. Huge. All right. You can whisper to its headless body, am I hurting you, baby? Right. Mike, what would you pay for such an item?
Oh, 8 pounds, huh? Let's say $90.69.
How much?
$90.69.
$90.69. Got it.
And finally, good old Brad.
I'm going to go with
$59.95. Okay. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$44.99.
Oh, hooray! Raymond! You 62-year-old crazy bastard.
Oh, man, this weekend's going to be fun.
Now, listen, it's a girlfriend, right? It's a girlfriend you got now.
Yes.
How long have you been seeing her?
It's going on just 8 months now.
So have you gotten into anything weird yet? Like that she's like, ooh, I mean, like weird. It's pretty exciting. You're tying each other up. You're doing butt stuff. You get another girl. What?
Well, no, it's just starting off basic. Don't want to get too crazy right now.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the reason I ask is, could you pull this out and be like, you want to see me do it to another girl?
I don't know. That's an idea.
You know, I'm going to be right there.
Hey, who's yelling in the background, Mike? Brad? Shush it. All right, sorry, Raymond. You go ahead. What were you saying?
No, anything's possible.
Yeah, I mean, how possible?
You never know.
Don't know unless you ask.
You might just pull it out true. From under the pillow and push it on her face. and be like, do it.
Oh, that sounds great.
Can you imagine? There's actually 0% chance she goes for it. In your head, she just suddenly just comes to life. She's like, blah, 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 and slides it onto you. You're like, oh my God. But mostly, you just see some weird eyes over the top of the weird rubber butt. And she's like, pushes it away. We're done here, Raymond. All right, we got you hooked up, and I'd hide it somewhere. Stay right there. Get the other two Talkie Timmies something, all right? Just get them handled. Excuse me. Got to get my coffee here. We'll get back to it. Hold on, everyone. I'm a professional, Nick. I got to do things in a way.
As a journalist, I know you are.
We've got three ladies, Denise, Alex, and Jessica will start off. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I'm Jessica. I am 33 years old. I am perpetually single, so that means I have a plethora of toys. I have dildos and vibrators and butt plugs and a little bit of everything.
Really? And why are you perpetually single?
Because men are perpetually trash.
I mean, there's no arguing with you. I mean, I get it. I know. I hate us. We're awful. I'm not sure what you see in us in the first place, but you're doing the booting.
Yeah, variety is the spice of life.
Okay, all right. Jessica sounds like a dirty leg. How many times, when's the last time you got laid?
Last week.
Did you know them before the day you had sex with them?
Yes, this one I have on a schedule.
Very nice. Friends with benefits? Is it a constant like Tuesday, Thursday, or is it just...
It's a constant when I text him.
Okay. He's on call. All right.
Tell me this. What is the shortest amount of time you actually meet somebody and then they have intercourse with you? What do you think the shortest time frame has ever been?
Oh, gosh. Probably like... an hour or two.
I knew it was coming. That a girl. She likes what she likes.
Hey, listen, I don't find any fault in that whatsoever. You're a grown person. You do what you like. I feel like that. You've cut out a bunch of extraneous silly yes and got right down to what you wanted.
Absolutely.
What was the situation? Were you at a bar? I assume you weren't at work.
No. Yeah, that was good college times. $6 pitchers, you know? Make things real fun quick.
I might be in love right now.
She's banging on a budget.
Hey, listen, all I heard was...
I love it too.
Bish drinks $6 beers. Like, I'm like...
TikTok, we got to do this.
Yeah, and then an hour and a half later, man, I mean, I'm at worst, I'm 12 bucks in.
That's awesome.
God bless you, Jessica. 33-year-old Jessica. You stay right there. Alex, welcome to the show.
I'm Alex. I'm 27. I've been engaged. I'm engaged, and we've been together about 6 years. I have a couple of toys. I have a vibrator. I have a few plugs, and I have a dildo.
Did you practice saying that? Because it came out fast.
I do get a little nervous on the phone, so I did. I was like, I'm going to have it all, so I don't forget anything.
All right. So Alex, you say you're 27. You've been with the same guy for 6 years, and you're going to marry him?
Yes.
Hey, you know, you don't have to. Are you pregnant?
I know.
Don't you want to just kind of cruise around a little bit, see what's out there in the world before you settle down?
But what if I mess up and lose the best fish?
I got to tell you, we're nothing special, I assure you.
Okay.
Listen, before you buy the house, maybe you live in a few rentals. You feel me?
Okay.
Before you settle down into one city, maybe go look around what's in the country. Maybe another climate might suit you.
Hell, check out a duplex.
Listen, here's what you don't want.
There we go.
Let me tell you what. Good for you, Nick. Let me tell you about every car salesman in the world wants you to believe that if you leave that lot, that car, my God, don't you want that car? It's so rare. You'll probably never see another red Camry in your life.
I can't promise it'll be here.
Yeah. It's. I assure you, it's fine. It's fine. There's no great difference between us. Minor. Okay. Minor details. Options, really. Four wheels, engine, some doors, a windshield. It's all kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
But you do you, Alex. Would you be willing to bring a girl home for him?
We've actually talked about it. He thinks that I'm too crazy for that one. Like, I say I'll be okay, but in the end, like, I'm going to end up being crazy.
You're gonna freak out.
Yeah.
Smart guy. Yeah, no, if you're that crazy, you're that crazy. And every guy needs to know that. Like, you don't want to get, like, you two get it on, and then it's finally his turn, and he's, like, 90% there, and then all of a sudden you're going crazy eyes, and someone's getting their eye put out with a high heel, a knife comes out. You know, suddenly you're stuck making the choice. Do I help this girl who's been my girlfriend hide the body of the person we just met, or do I call 911 and absolve myself?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the situation he's afraid of. So he said to let him know when I'm actually ready, because right now he thinks somebody will die.
Yeah. What about anal? How are you there?
Not as often, but that is something that I like will play around with. That's why I have the plug.
Right. Dude, I'm telling you. Porn, what? Nobody ever talks about the good things porn's done for a new generation.
For communities.
It's normalized a lot of weird stuff. All right, Jessica, Alex, stay there. Denise is with us. Denise, hi.
Hi. I am 58, single. I have a whole bag full of toys. I have anal beads, butt plugs, a womanizer, a wand.
You're a dirty girl. You what? By the way,
well, I'm clean.
Where are you right now? Are you at a?
Oh my God!
I am at work.
Are you at a bus station? Like what?
I'm in a garage.
All right.
You did hear her say, "But I am clean."
Denise, I have no doubt you're a very hygienic lady.
I thought the same.
If you need advice for, like I say, a 27-year-old girl who thinks that she should get married.
No.
No? That she should maybe sit on a few penises before she decides this is the most magic penis of them all?
Absolutely.
Have you ever found there to be any great difference between any of the men you've known in your life?
No.
No. You just think back fondly on one. You go, oh, that one had power windows. Oh, my God. And remote start. That was good. But ultimately, but ultimately, you're like, they're all kind of just got me where I needed to go.
They're all the same.
All right. Well, Denise, Alex, Jessica, this is your lucky day because you're going to play Adult Toy Prices Right. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, we'll receive the item up for bid.
Our next item up for bid is the King 8-inch cock with balls from Pipe Dream Products. Like I was saying before, summer's over and school's back, and you moms are busy out there taking your kids to whatever god-awful things they've signed up for. Connor's got karate lessons. Brittany's got soccer practice. Kinley's got ballet. And what does mom have? Jack shit. That's what.
Which is why mama needs the King.
8 inches long, 2 inches round, with a big set of balls and a firm suction cup base. The King is the rock hard stud you've always dreamed about. You know, back when you still had hopes and dreams. Back before you had an emotionally unavailable husband. And back before all you heard was this.
Mom. Mom. Mommy. 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 Mama. Mama. Mommy. Mommy. Mama.
What?
Hi.
That's why God invented bathroom doors with locks. Just take the King into the shower. Stick that strong suction cup base to the wall. And for a few brief moments, you can be the queen of your domain. That is until you get a knock on the door and hear some kid yelling how they need a costume of an 18th century peasant for the school play tomorrow. Oh, and the cat threw up on your clean laundry again. And the other kid needs to make a volcano for the school science fair. And daddy's drunk out in the garage again talking about roller skating. Yeah, you're f***ed. It's the 8-inch King from Pipe Dream Products, and it can be yours if the price is right.
Oh. The roller boogie end around.
Oh, my God.
I see what you did there, Gregory. I see what you did there.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, yes.
And that's the Derek Diggler of Dong.
I don't know. I don't know. I want this in the repertoire because I will tell you.
I don't know if it's your business.
That ain't me.
You just hand that over to whoever wins it.
That ain't me, babe. That ain't me. I take it back. I am jealous. But the point is, I just don't want to see the disappointment in her eyes. It's not that it'll feel, I'm not worried about anything else, but Jesus Christ, Nick, look at the size of this.
No, it
and I got to tell you, I have to believe that, would you say that's an attractive, hyper-realistic?
It is, penis? Actually. Like, everything about that's very impressive.
Does this look like your boyfriend,
no,
Kyle?
No, ugly.
Look down at it. That's like prison.
Yeah, get it at the right angle. Get it at the right angle.
This is why you don't commit a crime. Look down that thing.
Now I know. I'm
that's
straight.
Why you don't. Hey, listen. Why don't you give me dessert?
This thing.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I know. Just take you right back to church.
Yeah. Hello.
That thing, a damn.
Yeah, you don't want to look down the barrel. Yes. I don't even know how you do it, Nick. It's uncomfortable.
Well, you're not usually looking at it. You're usually way closer, so you don't have to look at it.
Look at that.
Let me see how heavy that thing is.
Buddy's looking at one. That thing, but that way, I just dropped it. And then the, yeah.
That D is sturdy.
And that's got some girth on it. That's...
Oh. That's like an energy drink can. You're welcome.
Interesting comparison, Nick. She's like, what's up, monster?
I can barely get my fingers around it.
Oh, my God. Say it slow. And let everyone look,
I can barely get my fingers around that.
And daddy's done.
I'll try again.
Oh, my God. You can either say it like that, or you can say it with surprise, which is always...
I can barely get my fingers around
it. Oh, my God.
Take that back out.
For that audio clip, go to 989therock.com later on today. All right, ladies, it's a nice one.
It really is.
So veiny. All right, Jessica, I don't know if you were paying attention, but if you're a size queen and you like it, this is one of those sweet bees.
It's a dandy.
Couldn't have missed it. Let's say $32.99.
Are you a fan of the larger girth penis?
A girl was, if she'd say she wasn't.
Do what, Jess?
I said, a girl's lying if she says she's not.
Yeah, right. Like, of course. That's what I would say. Yeah. It's really...
Size matters.
No. Of course. Of course. Again, you're going to want to go before this, fellas. at least most of us. All right. You stayed at $32.99, you said. Hello, mm-hmm. buddy. Alex, 27-year-old Alex. I don't know how many girthy dildos you've known in your life. But
This one sounds like the winner.
Would you say size matters to you, Alex?
Yeah, I agree with Jessica. If a girl says that it doesn't, she's definitely lying. Motion of the ocean helps, but size, motion isn't going to make up for size at the end of the day.
That's right. And the truth, of course you tell the guy you've been with, his is the biggest you've ever had, right?
This time I could say that and it'd be the truth, but the first time it's actually been the truth.
Smart girl, she knows he might be listening.
Wise.
You're never the biggest, guys. All right, this is a nice one. Do you have a suction cup, hyper-realistic, girthy dildo currently in the arsenal, Alex?
I do not, so this would be a nice addition. My guess would be
$28.69. And lastly, Denise, you very clean, dirty bird.
That's me. $33.
Oh, he's smart. Someone watches Price is Right. And the actual manufacturer suggested
$69.99.
Oh! She knew to just jump over the top, and it paid off.
Oh.
Look at you go.
Yep.
Look at you go. Alex, you've never watched The Price is Right, have you?
I used to watch it growing up, but I was trying not to, do the move. I should have just done it.
See, but by the way, you're 27. You're still growing up.
You're right. I am.
I used to watch it growing up. I'm like, oh, my.
Oh, I used to watch it when I was an actual child, so.
Listen, did you learn anything today, Alex?
I did. I learned to don't worry about being the bigger person and to go ahead and give it a whirl because you said guys aren't that special.
That's right. We're not special. I promise. My mother told me that. Mom told me? No, she did. She said, John, she's English. Any girl that will sleep with you right away will sleep with anyone because you're not special.
Well, if it came from Mama Dare, I gotta listen.
That's true. Stay right there. Hold on, Al. I try to impart as a mentor, you understand.
I truly feel there have been a lot of teachable moments this week.
All right. Lucky, lucky girls. And I'm glad. I'm glad she got it.
Yeah, they were all very lovely ladies, but I small bone to pick. Like the size conversation always drives me crazy when girls are like, well, you're lying if you don't say you love a girthy because a bigger penis is always better. And yet when you have a baby, the head's too big. It's hard. We got to go to classes and I got to push this out.
It is amazing. Whitney doesn't turn the oven
on. But you need a bigger D, right? Make up your mind.
That's why we want anal.
Need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubble is what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price.
Prices Right.
With three locations to serve your every naughty need.
Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.